This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and it's time for Popet Popet Parliament, where we take you through the highlights from the Day 1 Rakyat.
All right, let's start with updates on the long-contested Penang self-reclamation project. Environment and Water Minister Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man said that developers cannot begin work on the project until its environmental management plan is approved by the Department of Environment.
Untuk makluman Dewan Yang Mulia bahawa projek ini telah pun mendapat bantahan yang sangat kuat daripada pelbagai pihak pemegang taruh seperti para nelayan, masyarakat setempat, NGO dan pelbagai demonstrasi telah pun dibuat. Kementerian telah pun menerima pelbagai memorandum bantahan terhadap projek ini. Bagi pembangunan projek PSR ini juga dikhuatiri akan menyebabkan kemusnahan kekal dan residual impact ke atas ekosistem daratan lumpur atau mudflood, kawasan tangkapan ikan, kawasan pendaratan penyu dan sebahagian terumbu karang di Pulau Rimau yang merupakan ekosistem penting kepada sumber perikanan. Saya suka maklumkan bahawa kemusnahan kekal ini akan memberi impak negatif yang signifikan kepada sumber perikanan, nelayan dan jaminan sumber bekalan makanan negara. Oleh kerana itu, penggerak projek ini tidak boleh memulakan sebarang kerja di tapak sehingga laporan EMP atau Environmental Management Plan yang diluluskan oleh Jabatan Alam Sekitar, di mana EMP ini merupakan salah satu syarat utama daripada 72 syarat kelulusan EIA yang perlu dipatuhi.
Now to that, Bukit Bendera MP Wong Hon Wai responded by saying that the project would have brought economic growth and job opportunities to Penang and its surrounding states. He also questioned whether the environmental report would be reviewed professionally and not through a political lens once it's completed. The Penang South Reclamation Project was of course initially greenlit by the previous Pakatan Harapan government, and here's the Environment and Water Minister Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man with his response.
Saya mengakui bahawa projek ini sebagaimana yang telah pun ditanya, dia mempunyai potensi ekonomi yang banyak dan sebagainya, peluang pekerjaan. Cuma apa yang jelas bahawa jaminan kementerian akan melihat secara profesional. Tetapi di waktu yang sama, sebagai kementerian yang diamanahkan untuk menjaga alam sekitar, kita beri perhatian terhadap impak alam sekitar yang berterusan dengan projek ini. Apapun yang berlaku, kita harus mengambil kira semua sektor yang berlaku yang terlibat dalam projek yang besar ini. Kita boleh bayangkan seluas 4,500 hektar, satu keluasan yang sangat besar dan impaknya tentu juga besar. Di samping dia memberi peluang pekerjaan bagi penduduk dan sebagainya. Oleh itu, jaminan kementerian akan melihat ini secara telus, secara adil dan secara profesional.
So that was Environment and Water Minister Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man giving his assurance that the government will decide on the outcome of the Penang self-reclamation project in a fair and professional manner.
Moving on, the lawmakers also spoke about upping entrepreneurial education in schools. Former Education Minister and Simpang Renggam MP Dr. Mazli Malik wanted to know whether students in TVET colleges were being given adequate training to become entrepreneurs upon graduation. Deputy Minister of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives Datuk Wira Mas Ermiyati Shamsuddin says that existing programs on entrepreneurship aren't being fully utilized by TVET students.
Di bawah College Vocational terdapat 20% sebenarnya subjek keusahawanan di dalam ni, tetapi hari ini data menunjukkan hanya 19.4% saja yang mencapai ke tahap itu. Maksudnya belum fully, yang 20% diperuntukkan pun belum sampai. Jadi saya kira banyak lagi perkara yang harus kita lakukan, terutama sekali dalam menggalakkan pelajar-pelajar anak muda di luar sana melalui program-program bukan hanya di BEDEC tetapi juga dengan kementerian-kementerian yang terbabit yang boleh kita kolaborasikan bersama supaya dapat menggalakkan dalam usaha sepasca COVID ini, kita dapat melihat dan juga memberikan dorongan kepada mereka dan juga galakan kepada mereka. Jangan kerja, tak payah mengharapkan kerja kerajaan, tak payah nak kerja government, but kita sendiri melahirkan usahawan. Dan ini saya memerlukan bantuan daripada semua pemimpin masyarakat dan juga ahli-ahli parlimen untuk bersama-sama kolaborasi dengan agensi di bawah MEDEC untuk kita melahirkan lebih ramai lagi usahawan. Terima kasih, Yang Berhormat.
Terima kasih, Menteri.
So that was Deputy Minister of Entrepreneurial Development and Cooperatives Datuk Wira Mas Emriyati Shamsuddin calling for more collaboration between ministries and government agencies to produce young entrepreneurs.
And while we're on the topic of the younger generation, Sepangar MP Datuk Muhammad Aziz Jaman pointed out that grocery stores rarely undergo ID checks to ensure underage kids were not purchasing alcohol. The suggestion was put forth to review the sale of alcohol at these places. And Datuk Sri Ismail Abdul Muttalib, the Deputy Minister of Housing and Local Government, says that the licensing isn't within their purview, but that the government takes this issue seriously.
Kuasa mengeluarkan lesen ini adalah bawah kuasa Jabatan Kastam di Raja Malaysia dan juga melibatkan kerajaan negeri dan daerah. Saya akui, kita akui bahawa kesan daripada pengambilan liquor ini ataupun arak ini memberikan kesan yang cukup tidak baik kepada masyarakat keseluruhannya. Sebab itulah kalau kita lihat dari segi agama, Islam secara jelas mengatakan bahawa arak adalah haram dan tidak dibenarkan kepada umat Islam untuk mengambil arak. Saya yakin bagi agama lain juga begitu. Mereka tidak bersetuju dengan kesan buruk yang menimpa masyarakat yang terlibat daripada kemalangan, seperti kemalangan yang melibatkan mereka yang mengambil arak ini. Saya yakin bahawa kerajaan melihat ini serius dan saya percaya kita akan melihat apakah mungkin satu pandangan yang cukup baik untuk kita menubuhkan satu jawatan kerja khas bagi memastikan bahawa penyebaran ataupun penglibatan pengambilan arak ini perlu diberikan perhatian yang serius.
That was Deputy Minister of Housing and Local Government, Datuk Sri Ismail Abdul Muttalib, welcoming the idea of a special team to ensure stricter regulation of alcohol sales at grocery stores.
And finally, we turn to the news that could have a potential impact on anyone who has ever posted a video on social media. A question was brought up by Kluang MP Wong Shu Chi about whether TV licenses are only for traditional media or if they apply to online media as well. This is significant because the government is probing into whether or not Al Jazeera had the FINAS license to produce or distribute documentaries. Communications and Multimedia Minister Dato' Sri Saifuddin Abdullah today said that any type of filming requires a license, even videos posted on personal social media.
Merujuk kepada akta tersebut, Seksyen 22.1, tiada seseorang boleh mengambil bahagian dalam mana-mana aktiviti mengeluar, mengedar dan mempamer filem-filem, melainkan jika suatu lesen dikeluarkan yang memberi kuasa kepadanya untuk berbuat demikian. FINAS juga menerima, memproses dan mengeluarkan surat perakuan penggambaran SPP, sijil filem iklan buatan Malaysia MIM dan surat sokongan kemasukan pekerja asing PFA. Pemegang lesen jika membuat penggambaran filem hendaklah memaklumkan kepada perbadanan tidak lewat dari 7 hari sebelum membuat penggambaran sesuatu filem dimulakan melalui borang tertentu yang dikeluarkan oleh perbadanan. Sehubungan dengan itu, penerbit filem wajib memohon lesen pengeluaran filem serta surat perakuan penggambaran SPP tidak kira mereka adalah agensi media arus perdana atau media personal yang menerbitkan filem di platform media sosial atau saluran tradisi.
That was Communications and Multimedia Minister Saifuddin Abdullah saying that everyone who films a video, whether for TV or social media, must do so with a license from the National Film Development Corporation, or FINAS. So let us know your thoughts. Share your memes with us on this issue or any of the other points we covered in Popek Popek Parliament. You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. And right after this, we'll be crossing over to Cheryl Paul from BFM's news desk to hear what some MPs had to say about this policy. Are you listening to the evening edition? Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:18 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezrul and Kelvin, and we're continuing with today's episode of Popek Popek Parliament. And joining us on the line is Cheryl Paul from the news desk, who was in the Dewan Rakyat today. Cheryl, I understand you've got a follow-up to the news on FINAS licenses.
Yep. So Lemba Pantai MP Fahmi Fadzil held a press conference to express his concern over the communication from the Multimedia Minister Saifuddin Abdullah's statement that all video recordings require a license from FINAS. One of the points he brought up was that this policy may be subject to abuse.
Yang lebih merisaukan adalah sekiranya pembacaan ataupun penggunaan akta tersebut adalah bersifat selective prosecution, di mana sesetengah orang sahaja yang akan terkena dengan bacaan takrifan seperti itu, manakala yang lain tak terkesan. So you need RM50,000 untuk apply for a finance license untuk ketiga-tiga kategori yang disebut tadi, penggambaran, pengedaran dan juga pempameran. So saya tak pasti bagaimana bagi media sosial, terutama kami ahli-ahli parlimen, ahli-ahli politik yang ada banyak buat Facebook live contohnya, adakah kami perlukan lesen finas? The minister has to be cognizant of the fact that his answer today in the House is not only unsatisfactory, but the implication or the ramification can be wide reaching. So I think he has to be quite careful about the interpretation of this akta. There has to be some coordination and clarification on this point.
So that was Mazli Malik, former education...
No, that was... PC jumped a bit. That was Lemah Pantai MP Fahmi Fadzil. I believe there was also another MP that questioned this move, Cheryl.
Yes, so another MP to question the ruling was Simpang Renggam MP Dr. Mazli Malik. Since it was announced this morning, the MP had been contacted by teachers and educators who are worried that this will affect their ability to teach online.
Saya telah menerima banyak rungutan, banyak keresahan dan juga kegusaran daripada para guru dan juga para pensyarah. Kerana kita tahu semenjak PKP, para guru telah banyak yang menghasilkan bahan-bahan untuk pembelajaran dalam talian yang berupa video, berupa kiriman ke YouTube dan sebagainya. Dan sehingga kini mereka masih menggunakannya lagi. Jadi apabila timbul persoalan ini, dikatakan semua jenis apa video, semua jenis dokumentari perlu mendapat lesen finas, dan ini secara pukal seperti itu telah menimbulkan keresahan. Jadi kita berharap supaya kementerian dan juga menteri berkenaan dapat memberikan penjelasan lanjut dan juga bersikap lebih berhati-hati. Kerana kalau kita membuat satu polisi secara pukal seperti itu, ia seolah-olah merupakan usaha regress ataupun terkebelakang, kerana kita memerlukan lebih banyak bahan-bahan pengajaran dalam talian, dan kita menggalakkan sebenarnya para pendidik untuk menghasilkan bahan-bahan mengajar dalam talian.
So that was Mazli Malik, former education minister and Simpang Renggam MP, speaking on behalf of teachers who fear that their work will be impacted by this blanket ruling. As both MPs have pointed out, the implications of this are far-reaching. We're going to delve, in fact, into the legalities of it later on with IP lawyer Fung Cheng Leong a little later in the show.
In the meantime, Cheryl, what else have you got for us?
So really briefly, there was also a PC to talk about land lease price hikes in Cameron Highlands. Farmers will now have to pay RM4,500 per acre a year as rental under a new state government policy. Bayan Baru MP and former Deputy Agriculture and Agro-Based Industry Minister Sim Zee Zin says these hikes will be felt by both farmers and consumers.
Kalau petani di Cameron Highlands mengalami masalah, seluruh rakyat Malaysia mengalami masalah. Isu sekarang adalah kos untuk menanam sayur-sayuran. Mereka punya sewa naik 500%. Ingat, dia akan terpaksa pass through the cost to consumer. Dan tuan-tuan dan puan, kita semua rakyat yang biasa akan mengalami kenaikan harga barang. Harga-harga sayur akan meningkat.
That was Bayan Baru MP Sim Tze Tsin sharing the concerns of farmers in Cameron Highlands over the supposed 500% increase in land lease prices. Cheryl, thanks so much for those updates.
You're welcome.
That was Cheryl Paul from the BFM News Desk with some additional coverage on Popek Parliament, a highlight straight from the Dewan Rakyat. And, you know, if you have, again, any thoughts on any of the points we covered, whether it's the Finas license issue, which we will be covering later on, or anything on the environment, anything that the MP said today, you can always talk back. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition. We'll be right back, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.